Yeah, we just want to introduce myself. I'm Mary Miranda from North Dakota State University, working, volunteering with Michael Miller and the Germans from Russia Heritage Society. And we're at the home of Teresa Eisenzimmer
Kuntz.
And in
Browerville, Minnesota.
And today's date is September 13th. 1999. And your name, including your married name. I mean, your maiden name.
Teresa Eisenzimmer.
Kuntz. And your husband's name?
Urban. U-R-B-A-N.
Okay. And your address, your present address?
350 Gillis Avenue, Browerville, Minnesota.
And your phone number?
594-6346.
And when were you born, Teresa?
May 10th, 1912.
And where were you born?
Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
Were you born at home or on the or in a
hospital?
At home. And what was the date of your marriage?
October 17th, 1927.
And your father's name?
George Eisenzimmer.
And your father's place of birth?
Sells, Russia.
Do you know his birthday?
April 1st. But I don't know
April
the year.
April 1st.
I don't know the year.
Can't remember the year.
That's in the book.
That's in your book. Okay. And how about your mother's name?
Catherine Sheely. S-C-H-I-E-L-E.
And your mother's date of birth, do you recall that?
No. No, I don't.
Do you remember the village where your mom was born?
Monheim, Russia.
Did you ever work outside the home?
Yes. I worked on the poles. I canvassed for votes. From door to door. I hauled voters to the polls, too. And I worked in the bakery.
How wonderful.
As a baker's wife. Urban and I run the only big bakery that there was in Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
How long did you and your husband stay within Devil's Lake?
Well, I was born there and we stayed there until 1943, I believe. Then we moved to Grand Forks for a short time. He worked on, well, where we worked in the Devil's Lake, the boss died. And so then we went to the bakery. We didn't want to work for the other boss that was there. So then we went to Grand Forks and he worked on the railroad for about 6 months or so. Then we moved to Browerville, where we bought and operated the bakery here.
How wonderful.
From 1944 to 1960, and then we retired.
So you've been here in Browersville since 1943?
44. First of January, we opened up the bakery, 44.
Okay. Let's go back a little bit to your parents. Where do you know where your mom and dad, for instance, are buried? Are they here in Browersville? Or
no, they're both buried in Grand Forks.
Do you know the cemetery or the church?
The Catholic cemetery.
The Catholic cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you know when your mother and father got married? And where?
I know where? She was 23 years old. They got married in Monheim, Russia, I imagine.
Okay.
My dad was from Sells, and she was from Monheim.
Do you know when they came to the United States?
Well, they must have come around 1909, because I was born here. You know, okay.
You were born in the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were there any? Were there other children?
When they came over? Mm-hmm. Or before?
Before they came over.
Before they came over was Agnes, Mary, Rose, Eva.
Okay, do you know how they traveled into this country? We know they took a ship.
Yeah.
And do you know what port they came to?
I don't know if they came to Baltimore or New York.
Okay. Did they ever tell you how they came to Devil's Lake?
By train.
By train.
By train.
By train to Devil's Lake. And then they stayed here in Devil's Lake.
See, her brother John Cheeley already was in Devil's Lake.
Okay.
And her father already was here too. Her father, I think, had come first.
Did they leave anyone behind in Russia that you know of?
No.
No one. The whole family came.
The whole family came.
And they settled or homesteaded? Did they homestead or farm?
No, they lived in town.
Lived in the town of Devil's Lake?
My dad just went to work for the railroad right away.
Okay, so he worked for the railroad. Do you know when they left Germany and went to Russia? Any of our ancestors?
No.
You're not sure about that. Do you remember any stories that your mother or father or grandfather told about the German villages in Russia?
No.
Can't remember anything. Okay. Did your grandparents talk about, did you know your grandparents first? Did you know?
Only my grandfather.
You did know your grandfather Raymond?
Grandfather Raymond Cheeley, yes. Okay. Oh, yes, I knew him.
And what did Grandfather Raymond do here in the United
when
States?
When he was here in the United States, besides reading the Bible and the holy books and preaching when the priest didn't feel like it to the societies about it, he was called on quite often.
Was he?
For the different societies and stuff to tell them the lives of the saints and things like that.
And what were the name of the societies, do you recall?
Yes, they had the Ambrosius Society, which was German, and they had the St. Anne Society for the women, which were German. And of course the other societies were English, but that he was just for the German ones.
Mm-hmm. Now Grandfather Raymond then, did he live in Devil's Lake?
Yes.
He was
janitor for the church there, for St. Joseph's Church in Devil's Lake.
And he lived there throughout his life. Do you know when he died?
Yeah, it's in our book.
It's in the book? Okay.
It's in the book.
Okay, but he stayed in Devil's Lake area always?
Yeah. No, he didn't. Towards the end when he couldn't work, didn't work anymore. Because he's lived a lot with us.
Okay.
In fact, they were shipwrecked coming to this country. My grandfather was shipwrecked with his, and with Eva, which was the one that worked for the priest.
Yes.
She was in the water, and she was in the water so long, she got a water worm in her ear, and she got deaf and kind of lame on one side. And that's how she worked all her life for the priests.
Do you recall any more about the shipwreck? Was it on the ocean, or did they cross the...
They were on the ocean when they were, and they were 3 days, I heard, on this island till they were picked up.
Do you know what year that was? Do you recall if any of that story is in any newspapers or?
I wouldn't know about that.
Uh huh.
In here she has. Raymond died in Carlsruhe, North Dakota, February 28th, 1937, at the age of 86.
Yeah.
And that's correct. That's what you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've got a picture of his tombstone someplace.
And where is he buried?
Karlsruhe, North Dakota.
Okay. I was there, and I will go back and take another picture.
He went out to his sister, to his daughter, the last few years, because they figured, well, he was having trouble, with his store, people breaking in and stuff.
Okay.
So he thought if he stayed there, and he could do light chores like, you know, testing cream and way of talking to the German people and stuff like
Let's take a little pause right now. Okay, Teresa, let's continue with some of your childhood memories. What language did you speak at home when you were a child?
Both, German and English.
Okay. And did all the family members speak German?
Yes.
From the oldest to the younger?
Right.
Okay. And do you know that what they called the dialect? Did they ever say what dialect it might be in German? Or did you learn later?
No. Pretty much. Well, there was no
dialect.
No dialect.
I thought it was high German. Grandma could talk high German.
So could I, and so could Pa, but only when we talked with the priests and that did we talk that way. The other way, it goes
Only when you spoke with priests, you taught the higher German.
The higher German,
okay.
Yeah. Because like once a year, they had to come down for chicken dinner, and then about the time of the fall, you know, when the little fresh little chickens came in, and are the little roosters ready yet?
What are they called in German?
Huhn.
Huhn.
Yeah.
Do you still speak
German? My mother, she'd say hen.
Hen.
Yeah.
Do you still speak German today with anyone?
I've not had anybody talk German to.
No friends. Did you teach your children German?
No. They can understand Dunkelf and no, the oldest boy, she can understand a lot.
Okay.
But the oldest one, he took German in college. He wanted to be a chemist. So, he's got a doctor's degree in chemistry.
And what's his name?
Urban.
Urban.
Urban Edward, yeah. And so he had to learn German because they claimed the smartest chemists were Germans. So he had to learn German language to read and write it.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. And he also belonged in the German choir there at St. Thomas College.
Where is St. Thomas?
St. Paul.
Okay. Let's see. When you were a child, did you have chores to do?
Yes.
What were some?
We all had chores. Well, wash dishes.
Okay.
And had to clean house. We had a couple of cows. And when my mother got cow stepped on my mother's foot, I had to learn how to milk.
So you did learn how to milk.
So I did learn how to milk. She got arthritis pretty bad in her arms, and I learned how to make spread dough.
Mm-hmm.
So we all got chores to do.
All the girls.
All the girls
had something to do.
Oh, they had something to do.
When you were disciplined for something you did, might have done wrong, what was your discipline? How did your parents scold you or discipline
just got
you?
Scolded.
Just scolded. You never sent to your room like we do today?
We didn't have enough rooms.
We did.
In.
Wouldn't have been much
of course, by the time I came along, you know, a couple of them were married already.
Oh, yeah. Do you have fond memories of the home you lived in?
Oh, yes.
Is it still there?
No. There's a highway went through it now, so a few years back, they move the house out and stuff and run a highway through it.
How about school memories? Did you get any formal schooling?
I finished eighth grade.
Great. And where was that?
St. Mary's Academy, Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
And what year did you graduate? Or did you finish?
Yeah, I finished. I finished with honors. I even skipped sixth grade.
That's wonderful to know.
I was in there, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks, something like that. Then I got unconditioned to seventh grade.
But unconditioned,
if that thing wasn't running.
Oh, go ahead. We can cut some of this out, and you're gonna redo it.
I wanted to quit school in sixth grade. No matter how I studied, it was the next day. She never asked what was in the book. I got so I bawled. I wanted to quit school because she always asks what isn't in the book, no matter how many. And Dad was 10 o'clock bedtime, and that's it for the kid. So I wanted to quit school, and they wouldn't let me. So then after about 6 weeks or so, she put me up into seventh grade, if I could, you know, on condition, if you can keep up with it. So she says, now you know why I was so hard on you. But at the time, I didn't know. And you know, no matter what you studied in the book, she never asked what I studied.
Do you know her name? Do you remember her name?
Sister Ackland?
No.
Wasn't it
I went up to Sister Ackland, and that was in seventh grade. Oh. Seventh and eighth grade that I had Ackland in. No, I think she quit. She left the order there and went to a different order, but anyway, she left. I can't really remember. You know, it's funny, but I can't remember some of their names. They just seemed, yeah, I can remember Oliver and that, but and Ackland and them.
Some of them you forgot.
I think it was Sister Eugene, but I'm not positive.
Sister Eugene, maybe? What were the years? What was the years when you were in school?
Well, I suppose I started when I was six. I don't know.
Okay.
How long would it take then to go for 7 years?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I think I started when I was six.
Now, when you were in school, they were speaking English. You didn't speak German in school.
No.
All English?
All English.
Were there other students of other nationalities in the school, or were they mostly German kids?
Oh, no, we had all nationalities in there. We even had a couple of them that were Lutheran and stuff that were going to the parochial school.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any special childhood memories to share with us?
No.
Something special?
All I can remember is walking to school a mile and a half every morning and coming back.
Did you do things along the way when you walked to school?
Well, in the wintertime, we had a great big shepherd dog that my mother hutched up to a sled, and we sat on it. The dog took us to school. And when it got time for her to come home, she'd hitch him up, tell him, get the kids. Later, we had to get rid of the dog because he couldn't stand Indians. And if an Indian went by on the highway, the dog went wild.
Oh, my goodness.
Anybody except an Indian. He couldn't stand them. So we had to give the dog to a farmer, and he said that was the best cattle dog he ever had. He'd say, go get the cattle, the dog would go. I said, well, he was used to hearing, go get the kids.
So he just went out and got the kids.
they
were just four-legged.
Mm. Oh, he's a beautiful dog.
Yeah. Did you have any other pets as a child?
Oh, yeah, we had a little rat. After that, we had a little rat terrier and canary birds and stuff like that.
What about games? Did you Do you remember any games that you played as a young child? Some old-time game?
Well, we played ball and...
Like a baseball?
Yeah, run sheep run and stuff like that.
Okay.
Just same as everybody else, hide and seek and that.
Okay. Were there baseball teams amongst the kids in those days?
No.
Not like today where you have Little League or...
No.
Organized...
We more or less played with the girls. But if we got into a fight with any boys, we had to fight our own battles. And we could do it, too.
Well, you had no brothers.
That's it. We had to stand our own grounds.
Now, religion. You always went to...
Catholic
Church.
Right.
Sundays and all the holidays. And,
right. And all the every time at school, too.
And in your day in Devil's Lake, there, of course, was organized church right there in the city.
Right.
In the small town. So what was the name of the church?
St. Joseph's Church.
The one that's there today.
And I just heard they just done a refinishing job on it.
It's beautiful.
That's what I heard.
Yes.
Did you see it lately?
Yes.
Oh, well, it's that company from
it's
there.
Beautiful.
That told me I should go and see it.
Yes, you should take a ride if you
can. The one from Minot, she stopped in there and she said she saw it and she said it's beautiful. They redone it.
They really did it good. Looks nice.
I'm well acquainted with that church. I had to go and dust every Saturday morning.
Oh, that was another chore of yours. From the school? Because of the school?
No. My grandfather was janitor at the church, and every Saturday morning we went up and helped dust the church, and we'd scrub the hall and scrub the halls in the meeting halls and stuff in the basement. And
so your Grandpa Raymond was the janitor at the church?
That's right.
For how many years do you recall about?
Well, as far as I know, from the time he got to America until he was too old and retired.
Oh, how wonderful. I've never heard that from anyone. That is great.
And when he was sick, and I was a kid, I fired that furnace and watched those gauges go. My dad went down and showed me what I had to watch, when I had to let out the steam, and I was just a kid.
So they had like a boiler system?
Yeah.
Oh.
And now, you know, it was a big church.
It is a big church.
And sometimes you walk in there in the morning and they ship a casket in overnight, you know, on the train those days. And you didn't know it was going to be there, and you'd unlock the doors and go in and you took a double. But I never opened one. But one day my sister was with me, the old Eva, the older one. She had to see who was in it. I wouldn't open them. She did. She opened it up and see with them, not me.
So when the train came in, they would leave the bodies in the casket in the church?
Yes.
Because they had no funeral home?
They had a funeral home, but evidently they were done up maybe out in the country or someplace, I don't know, like Southam or Crary or wherever it was. But they would be shipped into Devil's Lake and wanted to be buried from the church there. So
okay.
I don't know.
In church, what did they say? What language did they use at Mass?
English. They had a German sermon every Sunday morning from 10 to 10:30. They would have a German sermon for those that wanted to go in and listen. If they didn't want to go in, they didn't have to, but then at 10:30, then the regular high mass would start, and that would be in English.
Now, did your father or grandfather prefer the German?
Grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, grandfather preferred all the German.
He preferred all the German. Could he speak English? Did he learn?
I don't think he ever did. And if he did, I never heard it. Because one young priest was after him. He came from the cloister. He was just ordained, newly ordained. He was giving Grandpa a hard time. He says there were 7 commandments of the church. Grandpa said there are 6. There are seven, there's a new one, there are seven commandments of the church now. Do you know the seventh commandment of the church? And he kept this up for several weeks. Whether he found that yet, he always got your nose in the book, which is true, he always was reading. But Rabbi says there's six, and he says, you know there's only six. This priest, no, there's seven, they made a new one. So finally, Grandpa got tired of it, and he says, you know, I know the seventh one. He says, but I know you don't know it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be asking me all the time. Oh, I know it, but I know you don't. He says, well, he says, I'm going to tell you what it is anyway. You shouldn't try and make a fool out of an old man. You know something? I never come back to bother him anymore.
Do you remember the priest's name? No,
he was just there temporarily to, you know, the newly ordained, and then they
trying to come out and
they couldn't put anything over on him as far as reading scriptures and that, or the lives of the saints and stuff, and books, and he always was reading. That was his passion.
Did he read you stories as a child?
Oh, like, we heard a lot of those stories, yes. Mm-hmm. We even learned night prayers and things all in German and
stuff.
Can
you say one for me?
In fact, I will.
Let me make sure the tape's running.
Because this one just went to Germany. The women from Germany never heard it before, and they thought it was pretty. Jetzt will ich schlaf again. 14 Engel mit mir gehen, zwei zu Kopf, zwei zu Fuß, zwei zu meiner rechten Seite, zwei zu meiner linken Seite, zwei zu mich wegen, zwei zu mich decken, zwei für mich in den Himmel zu führen.
Thank you. I don't know what you said, but I thank you. It sounds beautiful.
Now,
can you say it in English?
Yeah, I will try. Now I want to go to sleep, 14 angels my guard to keep. Two to my head, two to my feet, two to my right side, two to my left. Two to wake me, two to cover me, two to lead me to heaven.
Oh, beautiful.
And I was translating it one day for her daughter who works at,
Fisher's Landing.
Fisher's Landing and by East Grand Forks there. And these German women were in there from Germany. And she told them this, translated to them on English, and that I taught it to her, but on German. But she can't speak German, but I mean.
But she knows the English. How to say it.
She knows the English.
Okay.
So she told them. They took it down. They're going back. They never heard of such a pretty night prayer in German, and they're taking that back with them to Germany.
Oh, that's just beautiful. I hope it, you know, I hope it, I hear it real well on there so we can translate it. But,
yeah, we even had a prayer for stations instead of saying stations, to say the whole thing in a prayer.
In a prayer. Can you do that?
Mm-hmm.
We'd love to have it on tape.
Wie Jesus auf den Elberg gegangen. So fang das Blut der Schwitzen an. Ist in der Gabe Sinne gegangen. So haben ihn die Jüde gekommen. Sie führen ihn aus ins Richtershaus. Sie führen ihn in schon den Spott hinaus. Jesus spricht, auch wie sind mein Wunder zu dir. Die Kleine wie die Große, die falsche Jüde haben mich geschlagen und gestoßen. Wenn nur ein Mensch auf Erden wird, dem der dich geben ein goldenes Kron, dem der dich geben drei Seelen zu wählen. Lesen. Erstens sein Vater, zweitens seine Mutter, drittens sein eigenes Seel selbst an. Jesus hängt drei Stunden lebendig im Kreis. Er wandert zum Haupt hin und her. Maria steht unter dem Kreis und sehnt ihre Sohn sein wieder Leib und Sterben an. Jesus spricht, auch Johannes liebte Diener mein, nimm meine Mutter bei der rechten Hand, fährt so weit zur Kreise Hand. Ich will sie trösten, wie ich kann. Ich will sie trösten, wie Christ, gut, Mutter und Vater Christus. Jesus. God, I'm stuck now. Jesus said, Maria hat das Himmel klingeln, von ihrem Herz das liebstes Kind. Erstens die Baum, zweitens die Rost. Drittens mein Kind hat kein Ruhen, kein Rost. Sonne und Mond, verliert den Schein. Alle glücklich, lasst das Kind sein. Sie ist die Welt so sehr betrübt durch unser Herr Jesus Christus Amen. Now that's when he died, that the earth got dark and all the bells and everything on earth stopped ringing and everything was dark when he died.
Yes.
You know, instead of staying in the station.
Stations, you say this in a prayer.
You say that prayer. Now, did you understand any
of it?
Nope.
Do you understand any of it?
A little of it.
Now
they got words here and there.
Yeah.
Now, you see, when we prayed, we didn't pray in our German. We prayed in the priest's language, the way they talked and the way they prayed.
Yeah. In German?
Yeah.
Yeah. But this is not what they would be saying.
The well, priest. If the priest was saying that prayer, he'd say it the same way.
Oh, he would say it the same way.
Yeah.
Okay.
He would say it the same way.
Holidays and festivals. I've heard that names days were very important,
yes.
States, more than birthdays.
Yes, they were.
And what did you do? What you, in your little family, you know, of your seven girls? How did that work in your?
We didn't celebrate birthdays at all. Names days, the older people celebrated names day. Whenever one of them's name came up, all the neighbors came to celebrate that night.
On that night, they didn't wait for the weekend, they
no,
celebrated?
No, they came on the day of the names day, they'd come. But they were all working people, so when it hit 10 o'clock, they'd all go home.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd sit around and they'd sing, and sometimes one of them would play an accordion or get a violin or something, and then they'd maybe dance around the kitchen floor a few times or so, and, and they'd sing and stuff.
As children, did you get to do that too for your, or did you wait, was that an adult event?
That was just an adult that would do that.
Okay. So as children, you really didn't have a birthday party or a Saints Day party?
No.
Like we know it today.
If Mom baked a cake or something, that was it. We ate cake and that was it. But there was no celebration.
No celebration.
No.
How about Christmas?
Well, we always celebrated Christmas. We always had a Christmas tree and stuff.
Did you have any special foods that you ate on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Well, that I wouldn't remember whether we did or not. To me, food was always plenty in our house.
It was plenty in your house.
Yeah, food was always plenty.
Now, I don't know the words. Belsenickel?
Belsenickel.
Yeah. Ooh, good. You sound so good. What is that?
They go some old furry coat it turned inside out or old from some old animal, oxen or whatever it was. The homeliest looking coat they could find turned inside out, and they'd guy it come and he'd crawl around like he was a bear or something and he'd scare the kids. And I got scared and I crawled in under the bed. Because they came with Chris Kingle, and Chris Kingle had like they called a Belsenickel. That that was a Belsenickel. The issue, that'd be a donkey. One was dressed as a donkey, and the other one as a Chris Kingle. And then they'd give you your toys and stuff. And then if once in a while they'd bring this Belsenickel in, this guy in. Of course, he'd try and scare the kids and take their stuff away that they got for Christmas.
Okay.
From Chris Kingle. And I know the one year I went and I crawled under the bed and he was coming after me. This one I decided it was the neighbor.
You were old enough to figure it out.
Yeah.
So did they come around Christmas Day or
no,
Christmas
they
Eve?
Came Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
a few years later, I happened to go along and be one of those that brought the Christingle from door to door, and they'd be ringing a bell, whoever wanted to let them in, and, you know, to give the kids their gifts and things while they'd bring them in. They'd have Christingle instead of a Santa Claus.
Okay. Were you ever a Christingle?
No, I wasn't a Christingle, but no. I was leading the donkey, one or the other.
Okay.
And putting the thing together, making Christingle, you know, the garments and
the
stuff
garments
to wear.
Okay.
In fact, I made her a doll one time that was dressed like Christingle.
Do you have it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wonderful. All my Christmas stuff.
Oh, what a
treasure. Then veiled.
Did you ever see one?
No.
Well, they take a girl and they dress her in white, long white, you know, dress and stuff. She'd be all in white. And then you take a stiff kitty, a man's white hat, and you'd cover that. Well, you'd sew all different colored ribbons, long ribbons, all the way around that hat on the edge. And then the crown of the hat and the brim would all be covered with tinsel. And so, and then also, after the ribbons were sewed on, you would hang tinsel and stuff around this, it was a veil that was, or an old lace curtain or something, you know, that was went around. And the ribbons were sewed onto
that.
The tinsel draped around it and stuff. And they were very glamorous looking, you know.
When did that end? Do you recall what, you know, in the 30s or later?
They still had them 1 year when we lived in Fish House, right? So that would have been, let's see now, you'd have been 6, 7 years old. What year would that be, huh?
Well,
that's 34.
34, they still had them then. Okay.
They still had one that year, because when they came in, they happened to come in the back door that year for some reason or other. Well, it was closer to where they lived anyway. And I know the youngest one of mine, William, he went and ran in the bedroom.
Like mother, like son, I thought.
Well, I only went when the Benson dude came.
He went when Christingle came up.
Christingle.
Oh, no.
And of course, they had this one that was made up like a donkey.
Yeah.
And of course, it was a wooden head, but it had a clapper, you know, he'd open his mouth and he'd go and he'd try and get the candy or the cookies out of the kids' bags and stuff. And of course, they always had one where they gave the Christingle a bunch of reeds, and she was supposed to hit the kids that they were mean, you know, or something, or pick them up and lick them. And of course, this 1 year, my sister, Mary, she was with Christingle. And of course, I knew her, for she was just in her regular fit. And she says, give her a licking, because she couldn't lick me. So she was going to have me picked up and given a licking.
Look
to
at
them. They didn't make it.
They didn't get
it. I just grabbed the chair like that on both and I held it, and when they tried to open my hand, I just scratched it like that and they gave up.
Not childhood memories.
Well, they weren't going to lick me.
They should have known better. You were too strong.
I was strong.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had to stoke that furnace. I'd probably take ashes out and things.
Rang the church bells, too.
I rang the church on that. That was hard. Not ringing the church bells, but tolling for a funeral.
Mm.
And, you know, you'd pull that rope down, and I'd have to hang on for dear life so it wouldn't bong back, you know. You can't go back. You can't bong. That was hard.
And that was at St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
How about Easter?
We had lots of fun dyeing Easter eggs.
Easter eggs, you did dye eggs. How did you dye eggs? What did you use for coloring?
We We bought the stuff.
Okay, they have, they already, you recall that, they bought it. When your family members were married, did you have a wedding reception like we know it today?
Yeah.
Or what the festivities did you have?
They had a big dinner and stuff, and then they danced and they partied. And
did they rent a hall, or did they use the
We had it home in our home.
Uh-huh.
We had a big kitchen, and they took everything out, and they danced in it and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pulled the cook car into the kitchen to do the cooking and stuff in. And a cook car into the yard.
Into the yard.
Yeah.
I heard about a cook car just the other day. I didn't know about a cook car.
Yeah.
How about, did they give the bride and groom money? Did they have money dances?
Well, they did give money to the bride and groom when they danced and stuff. I mean, you know, when they danced with them and stuff, they gave them money.
They did have a special dance then.
Yeah.
That they gave money. Did wedding guests sing in German songs?
Most of the time.
Most of the time. For all your sisters and yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the two younger ones didn't. Because they got married at Grand Forks and I wasn't at their weddings.
The two youngest?
Yeah.
But all the other five?
And the older ones, I really don't remember much of them, you know what? Rose, the one that, I remember her wedding and that, but the others I don't, they got married in Grand Forks and I was in Devil's Lake, so I didn't see too much of them.
But the other people in the town, the weddings, were all kind of the same at the
all
home?
All about the same, yeah. Well, some of them didn't. Some just went to the church and got married and left and didn't have any weddings or anything. But the majority of them, they had their weddings, dinners at home, and then...
What's a shivery? Or am I not pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, you did. Shivery. Well, we didn't have a shivery, but they usually come and they try and steal the bride out.
Oh, okay.
And make the guys pay for it.
Oh, pay for it. To get
the bride
back.
To get her back, yeah.
So it's just a game that
the
men
more or less that they played, yeah.
What foods and drinks, were there alcohol served, and did they make special?
There was prohibition, so
okay.
My dad did not drink.
Okay.
He did nothing. So, but somebody came and they did bring a gallon of moonshine to the wedding.
Your wedding?
Yeah. I don't know who it was, but somebody did bring. And chief of police was there because I danced with him. He gave me $5, squeezed it in my hand. In those days, $5 was lots of money. You know.
Now, who was the chief of police at that time?
Pete Timble.
Okay.
Great big, tall, heavy set guy. Him and his girlfriend came to the wedding. They weren't invited, but they came. But
maybe he brought the moonshine.
No.
Nobody knows who.
Somebody from out west came and had a gallon of moonshine. Because my dad was a teetotaler.
Uh-huh.
He didn't believe in that. And he didn't smoke either. And so.
But did they get away with it then? Did everybody have a little bit of this moonshine?
Yeah, they did.
So he didn't stop it, even though he didn't like it.
And cop knew it, but he didn't know anything about it. No, because he knew the family and stuff, and he knew that they weren't in the dealers and that.
What did you, or what was the normal dress for that time? Was it the white long dresses like we have, or?
Not really. It was, I wore a short dress. Well, mid-calf, I think. But
did you make your dress or?
No, I bought it ready made. The veil was kind of embroidered. It was a button veil, but it was embroidered corners and stuff in it.
Did your husband have that big bow? What did they call that?
Corsage?
That's their wedding picture up there. Over to the...
Okay. When did you get married?
27.
Okay, you're kind of a modern bride then.
70 years ago.
Oh, beautiful. What a beautiful head piece.
70 years ago. Uh-huh. It's 72 now.
Music and dance. Did anyone in your family play a musical instrument?
Well, we played around on the organ and stuff. We had an organ.
You had an organ in the home?
Yeah.
I did, but you learned on your own. Nobody actually...
No, we didn't take lessons.
Didn't take lessons. And no one knew how to play, as far as you know?
Oh, yeah. Eva was pretty good at it.
Okay.
She was pretty good at playing it.
Did your mom or your dad?
No. But
Grandpa?
They loved music and they loved to sing.
So in winter, did you sit around and play? Did Eva play while you maybe sang?
Yeah, she played. Yeah. We had thing you put on the keyboard where, and then we had the music where you could follow it and play it. So we all had a chance at it. We all fiddled with it.
Do you have a favorite song?
And then later on, we had a piano. When we got married, then we bought a piano. She's got the piano.
Do you play?
She took lessons.
Lately, I haven't played much.
But you have.
I have a musical
background.
I raised a family instead. Somebody was sleeping, you don't play piano.
Do you have a favorite song? In German or in English? Could you sing us a little German song?
I can't sing anymore because I'm too short of breath.
No. Too short of breath.
Too short of breath.
But you did sing.
Yeah.
And you had favorite German songs that you sang.
Yeah. I belonged in the German church choir.
Mm-hmm. At St. Joseph's?
Of course, yeah. Singing stations and that. Of course, you also sang the Latin for benediction and stuff.
And if they got together for a bunch of relatives, all you heard all night was German. German songs. All the old-fashioned German songs, you know, the dance to them and stuff.
Sure. And you were laying upstairs then with your grate to the ear.
I heard it.
So you remember a lot of...
I know, ich bin ein Schweizer Blut. In that on Friar Moon. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
In